Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
First off, it's a big scam. They have no intentions of doing it the proper way. They're going to do it the proper way that have already done it. They could secure the borders with our own military instead of playing this hopscotch game. You know, this, that, and the other. They have no intentions of doing it the right way. It's all a political game.
There's a talk radio caller who doesn't think Congress has any intention of actually doing anything about immigration. As it turns out, immigration reform was the number one item as we review what's going on this week in the talk radio world, Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. We're overviewing the week ending Friday, the 12th of July. The rundown, as usual this week, considers what Talkers.com has been studying. The talk radio industry listens to and Talkers.com has Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, so it's all about monitoring what's going on in the talk radio world. The Aaron Hernandez case comes in at number 10. The Boston trials of Whitey Bulger and the bombing suspect, number 9. The NSA surveillance saga, number 8. Number 7 is Elliot Spitzer coming back into politics. And number 6 is the student loan rate legislation, which didn't get anywhere. Obamacare is number 5. Egypt, number 4. The Asiana airliner crash in San Francisco, number 3. George Zimmerman's trials, number 2. Immigration reform is number 1. So let's get started with that. Here's from Countdown affiliate KSYL in Alexandria, Louisiana, host Dave Gratian talking to Senator Dave Vitter of Louisiana about what Vitter thinks is going to happen now, as many of the House are saying the Gang of Eight bill is dead as it got there.
I know that you were not very much for this immigration bill that went through. Tell us what you think the chances are now of it going any further than this. Were they talking something completely different in the House?
Yes. First of all, to say I wasn't very much for it is probably an understatement. I was all out against it for a simple, basic reason. I don't think, unfortunately, it would solve the problem. Mm-hmm. I don't think it would really get a handle on enforcement. And it's the same old model that we've tried before and that's failed before, which is an amnesty now and enforcement maybe later.
I know that was a big area of concern for you, was the fact that it really didn't do much as far as protecting the border and closing off the border.
It promises a lot,
but,
you know, we've heard all of those promises mm-hmm. before, so I think we need to see those promises put into effect, verified, before there's anything like any legalization, any amnesty. The House, I think, is going to take a very different approach, much more akin to what I'm talking about. They're considering specific bills in a certain order to do things a step at a time, to see enforcement, to put it in place, to verify it before going on to anything else. So that seems to be the approach the House is taking.
I was listening to Michael Rubio. He was on Sean Hannity's show, and he was talking about the bill, which, of course, he was one of the sponsors of the bill, was he not?
Right.
And he was
right.
saying that it isn't perfect, but he was saying that the way it is right now, if we do nothing, we've got, 11, 12 million people in this country who are not contributing tax-wise at all, and it will just continue as business as usual.
Well, certainly nobody supports the status quo, but the question is this bill going to make that better and really solve the problem or going to make it worse?
Yeah.
If it doesn't get a handle on enforcement, there's simply going to be a new line forming as soon as all these folks were legalized. That's what happened in 1986. You know, the problem then was 3 million illegal immigrants. The promise was we're going to solve this once and for all, never have to look back. And instead of solving the problem, it quadrupled the problem. Those 3 million were largely made legal, but another 12 million started a new line. So the question is, are we going to solve the problem and not have any new line with real enforcement or not?
Well, you've been very consistent on this from day one. I mean, as far as what your beliefs are on this, and maybe this go-around somebody's going to listen, but it doesn't look to me like we're going to get much done on this in the next, 6 months? Do you really think that something's going to come out of the House?
I think something will come out of the House. The question is, can the gulf between the House and the Senate be bridged? I don't know. That's probably unlikely. Mm-hmm. But this is, I think everybody can agree on a couple things. First of all, we are a nation of immigrants, and that's a positive, wonderfully positive and rich tradition in America that we want to protect and continue. Of course, it's been a system of legal immigration until the last 30 years. And number two, we have a system that's broken, so it needs to be fixed. But not any bill, in my opinion, is a move in the right direction. So we need to really fix it, really move in the right direction.
Up next, more on the debate over immigration reform when the countdown continues.
Save more of your money when you stay at America's Best Value Inn and spend more of your time doing the things you love. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet and continental breakfast at most locations. Plus, enjoy hundreds of instant rewards with our Value Club. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal!
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
America, it's time to wake up to more value. Join America's Best Value Inn's Free Value Club. Not only will you get 15% off your next stay, a room upgrade and late checkout when available, but you'll get access to hundreds of discounts for theme parks, movies, shopping, dining, and more. Register online at americasbestvalueinn.com. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, it's time to wake up to more value. Only at America's Best Value Inn.
This is our weekly review of the News Talk Radio World. I'm Doug Steffen, counting up from number one, the top 10 topics on Talk Radio, News Talk Radio, which is the political world, pretty much that issue-oriented radio. And the number one issue in the immigration reform discussion. Here's host Mandy Cannell talking to Congressman Tom Massey of Kentucky about the House plan for immigration, their own bill, as a matter of fact.
If you guys are going to do a more reasoned approach, which is a bill to deal with border security, a bill to deal with, you know, overhauling immigration, sort of separating these things into different moving parts, there would be nothing to conference. Because my concern is that, like they did with Obamacare, they would put a bill in conference, and there are enough rhinos and Democrats in the House that there could be some move to simply, you know, to pull a sneak attack and end up getting the Senate bill passed at a conference.
And trust me, that's the focus of a lot of conservatives' concerns here in the House of Representatives. Let me tell you the first rule that I've learned about the rules in the House of Representatives. They change them. They change the rules. So just when you think you've got it figured out and, oh, they can't do this or they can't do that, you find out they just go ahead and break the rule and do it anyway. So let's assume that we pass something that says immigration on it or border security, and they try to conference it with the Senate. And so you have... This is kind of the schoolhouse rock days. Here's how a bill gets passed. The Senate passes something, the House passes something. Then it goes to a conference. And so we've been focusing on the mechanics of what happens in that conference. Here's what happens in a conference. The House picks conferees. These are people that are knowledgeable in the subject matter.
Mm-hmm.
And the Senate picks conferees. And they go and they negotiate a conference bill. And that bill has to come back and be passed by both chambers, the Senate and the House. Now, in that conference, you have to have a majority of the House conferees as well as a majority of the Senate conferees vote on the result. So the Senate conferees can't overwhelm the House conferees. It's not a simple majority to get something back out of conference. It requires a majority of the House conferees and a majority of the Senate conferees. So the question is, who is our leadership? And trust me, there's a lot of mistrust or suspicion or concern about what the overall plan is of leadership here with the immigration bill. So we're verifying everything. So the question is, who is going to that conference to represent the House of Representatives when they meet with the senators? And we're keeping a close eye on that. I'm told that at least two of the people that I'm comfortable with would be chosen to go to conference. And that's an important aspect of it, because it all hinges on those people.
I mean, and an emailer earlier said, why can't they just strip out everything in the House bill and say, no, we're going to take this Senate bill? But they couldn't do that unless a majority of the House representatives that were on the conference committee agreed.
That's correct.
Okay.
And so there are a lot of people combing through this in the House of Representatives. There are some very intelligent congressmen. I know that's hard to believe. At least they're intelligent in the ways of Washington. They're combing through this and considering the possibilities. And we want to make sure, if we vote on anything that could be conferenced, that we have a guarantee from our leadership of who the conferees are. And it has to be somebody that we could trust not to give the store away. Because the concern is they come back out of that conference and come back to the House, and it's not a conservative bill, and it passes with Democrats, the majority of the Democrats, and a few squishy Republicans, and that thing sails through.
Here's John Scott talking to political strategist Angela McGlowan about the increasing possibility that Congress isn't going to pass any immigration legislation at all this year.
House Republicans are making it clear they are in no rush when it comes to immigration reform. Last month, the Senate passed a massive, complicated bill with border security triggers and a path to citizenship for those who are already here. Republican leaders in the House, though, say they will not vote on the Senate bill. Instead, they plan to work on a series of smaller bills and take a step-by-step approach to fixing a broken system. Angela, you're already hearing Democrats, especially from the Senate side, but also in the House, saying, oh, Republicans are just trying to kill immigration reform. Is that what they're doing?
Well, they're not trying to kill immigration reform, but one thing that all Republicans can agree on in the House, that they don't like the Senate bill. But I hope that Republicans take the George W. Bush stance. I'm from that mindset. When we do have debates about immigration, we should have benevolent spirits, because Democrats have already started demonizing the party, saying that we're the party of no, we're obstructionists, and we don't want to have any type of immigration reform, which is just not true.
The Senate bill got, what, 68 votes? I mean, it had a fair amount of Republican support. Pretty rare that anything gets 68 votes in the Senate these days. So why shouldn't the House side sort of read those tea leaves and go along?
Because the House put it plainly that the Senate does not run the House, and they want the opportunity, John, to do their bill piece by piece. But the bottom line is, do they have the time? They take recess next month, and then you're going to have other spending bills that come up. And if you take a bill piece by piece, it has to go through different committees to be voted on and then put together to go to the House floor. Then once it passes the House, if it does, then you have to go to a conference. So I don't believe we're going to see immigration reform this year. Even though Daryl Issa has stated that we might have a bill late this summer, I don't see it happening.
Well, which of the pieces is providing the most, the biggest rub in the House?
The biggest rub is especially with conservatives. As Representative King said from Iowa, he stated that any type of legalization is citizenship. So a lot of members of Congress from the right, they can't agree on what to do with 11 million people. Some people want to deport part of them, especially the ones that have a criminal past. Others, they want to actually secure the border before we create any type of legislation. Then you have some Tea Partiers, they're like, why not enforce the laws that are already on the books? So we have a lot of diverse people making our laws. And that's the beauty of the system, John. But is it going to work for the midterm elections? Because Democrats now are already campaigning against Republicans.
Up next, George Zimmerman and the airliner that crashed in San Francisco. Up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create new nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Whole big, wide, wonderful world of talk radio, news talk radio, is our focus every week. In this hour, we are moving up from number one. I'm Doug Steffen. Number two is the Zimmerman trial in Florida. Hosts Luke Burbank and Tom Tangney talked about the possibility the jury could find George Zimmerman guilty of manslaughter instead of second-degree murder.
Right before it's handed off to the jury, this is, of course, the kind of last chance for the defense to state their version of events and for the prosecution to push for a conviction in this case. The prosecution has actually been winning a few of these small skirmishes the last few days. You remember that George Zimmerman's team wanted to introduce animation of the fight that led to Trayvon Martin's death into evidence. That was shot down, so to speak. They also wanted to use Trayvon Martin's text messages before the incident as somehow kind of, I guess, maybe pointing out that Trayvon was not such a straight arrow. That was not allowed into evidence. And then, much to the consternation of George Zimmerman's attorney, Don West, the judge is going to actually allow the jury to consider some lesser charges. Mm-hmm. So manslaughter is one of them. He's currently being charged with second-degree murder.
Right.
But the jury could actually find him guilty of manslaughter instead of that. Don West thought that this was preposterous.
It's outrageous that the state would seek to do this at this time in this case. Now, if the court wants to recess for several hours so we can research and review these cases, draft an MO of law, we can do that. And we certainly are entitled to the opportunity to respond in a meaningful way. But it's just hard for me to imagine that the court could take this seriously.
Why is Don West so upset? Well, because I think that it was going to be very difficult to convict George Zimmerman on second-degree murder charges.
Right.
But I think he could very much be convicted on manslaughter. I've always said I think this is manslaughter, because manslaughter is defined as essentially your actions led to somebody dying.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even mean that you wanted them to die. It doesn't mean you were being a bad person. It just means you did something that led to somebody else dying. And that has been what I think went on here. George Zimmerman got out of that car with a loaded gun, went out into the night and confronted this dude, or at least made it so the confrontation could happen. And now that guy, that child, Trayvon Martin, is dead. That to me sounds like manslaughter.
The Asiana Airlines crash in San Francisco, number three on the countdown. Here is a radio man, Scott Sloan, talking to aviation expert Jay Ratliff about the pilot claiming he was temporarily blinded by a bright light as he tried to land in San Francisco.
Interesting news as the FAA investigates this. Crash investigators have interviewed the pilot. The pilot says that as he was about to land, he was blinded by a bright light about 500 feet above the ground. And at first blush, I thought, oh, come on, this guy's just trying to CYA, right? But there actually is something to this, and that is people, for whatever reason, pointing lasers at cockpits with planes on approach. This happened not too long ago with a JetBlue flight into New York's Kennedy Airport.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, sir. We just got lasered up here. Two green flashes up to the cockpit.
Oh, geez. All right.
It caught the first officer's eye.
Because you're thinking about a laser pointer from 5,000 feet. You're not going to believe how bright that cockpit is with a laser from 5,000 feet away. First, I thought this is BS, but then I had this video I watched and listened to the traffic with air traffic control at Kennedy and JetBlue 657 last year in Kennedy. And the other part of the story is, I was going to play the whole thing, but they had to call a squad once the plane was taxiing the ground because the first officer literally could not see. And it just was lucky to hit the first officer, which is what the co-pilot, right? That could have very easily blinded the pilot. So is it possible this is what caused the crash of 214?
Well, is it possible? It could have been a contributing, I guess, cause. But the thing that we've got to step back and look at, first of all, the investigation's in its early stages, and for whatever reason, the NTSB lead needs to give us daily updates as far as what the latest is on this ongoing investigation. But, you know, the fact is that this aircraft was at a very slow rate of speed for a considerable amount of time. So, you know, at that 500-foot mark, you know, if they were temporarily, you know, distracted or blinded by some sort of a laser, most of those attacks happen at night. They don't happen at, you know, 11:45 in the morning. It's a possibility that certainly that could have been a contributing factor, but it's hard to say. I mean, the more that we hear about this, the more that we're just kind of scratching our heads.
Egypt and Obamacare, next up on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillow, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. Here we go, continuing along with the Talk Radio Review. The week ending Friday, the 12th of July, and at number four in the countdown, what's going on this week in Egypt? What a mess. Here are what some of the talk radio folks around the country, listeners to talk radio programs, had to say about the situation as they called in their favorite show to find out basically whether the U.S. should be involved in this or not.
I think the U.S. Missed the ball. They should have been more helpful to the democratic government that was elected. And there's other countries that have more influence than USA. You know, you have the Saudis, you have the EUs. So it becomes very difficult in terms of how, you know, what the role should the U.S. be playing now, because the U.S. has to balance things out. And Egypt was such a, you know, it's a country with such a big influence on other countries nearby.
Okay, let's start with this notion that what happened in Egypt was a democratic election. It was not. It was a managed election by the United States between the hardline Mubarak radicals, which the United States funded, and the Muslim Brotherhood, which the United States also funded. So that was not an election. That was a managed thing that was supposed to look like a democracy. The only thing the United States, the only reason the United States has any interest in Egypt is the Suez Canal and Israel. It wants to keep the peace treaty with Israel at any cost. All these outside supporters like Qatar, like now the Saudis, they want to continue to control for the United States, the people of Egypt. The true democracy was in the streets with the massive millions, the largest protest in history ever. That was the true democracy. I don't want the president to say anything. I want him to stay out of Egypt's affairs. Let the people decide.
first we need to know who we are up against in the Middle East there. It's the Russians. They're supplying all the guns and all the ammunition, all the weapons for these Arab Springs, and really Al-Qaeda, all these people. The whole Middle East is, I was in Vietnam. I was like fighting Viet Cong, but they were armed with Russian weapons. It's Russia that is undermining us, trying to bankrupt us, which we're $16 trillion in debt, and they're doing a darn good job at it, but we do need to know who we are fighting. It's the Russians are backing this whole thing. It's not this Arab Spring and Al-Qaeda and all this stuff. It's them supplying them to start the conflict to get us involved in, to bankrupt us.
Obamacare, number five on the countdown. Talk host Mac Watson and Larry Gatos talking to U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services Kathleen Sebelius about the problems the administration seems to be having getting the president's health care plan off the ground.
Obviously, we're concerned about Obamacare. We're concerned about the Affordable Care Act. In one case, we hear that the White House is hiring additional staffers, formulating some kind of public relations strategy, reaching out to key lawmakers. On the other hand, we hear that it's going to be delayed for about a year. What, as a public, what are we supposed to take from this? Is this good news? Is this bad news? Where are we in this?
Well, there is a lot of misinformation, and there is no one-year delay. Marketplaces in every state in the country, including here in Arizona, will be open for open enrollment October 1st with benefits starting in January. Mm-hmm. But that is actually on time and going to be delivered appropriately. What has been rolled back for a year is a lot of paperwork to be filled out by larger employers who already basically offer health coverage to their employees. So that won't really occur until 2015. But individuals who don't have health care now, who want affordable coverage for themselves and their families, want some help paying for it, will have a new market where they can compare benefits side by side. They can figure out if they're eligible for some accelerated tax credits, and for the first time for a lot of people, have some health security for themselves and their families.
So it's the larger businesses. They are going to be delayed for a year. They do not have to, I guess, enroll. But the problem.
Well, they don't. 95% of businesses with 50 or more employees, the only businesses that are in the law at all, 95% of them already offer health coverage to their employees.
Right. When we talk to businesses, some of them are like, you know, we don't know how this is going to turn out. It could be great. It could be a disaster. That's the businesses that we talk to.
There's a lot of what-ifs.
Right. Yeah, there's a, because
and I certainly understand that, and I think the what-ifs will be answered pretty definitively by the 1st of October when people can actually, you know, see the plans, see what the prices are in the plans, see what is affordable for themselves and their families. I think a lot of the question marks are going to go away. But here's the bottom line, okay. Megan Davis, is that for 85% of Americans who already have health coverage, things really are not going to change. Their insurance policies have already gotten stronger. Companies now have to deliver 80 cents on the dollar to every health benefit. They have to, they can't lock you out of the market anymore if you have a pre-existing health condition. So insurance companies are playing by new rules. Mm-hmm. But for folks who basically have coverage now and they like the coverage, that's going to stay in place.
Up next, student loan rates. Elliot Spitzer and the NSA on the way on today's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Save more of your money when you stay at America's Best Value Inn and spend more of your time doing the things you love. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet and continental breakfast at most locations. Plus, enjoy hundreds of instant rewards with our Value Club. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal!
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at 2beyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or 2beyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
America, it's time to wake up to more value. Join America's Best Value Inn's Free Value Club. Not only will you get 15% off your next stay, a room upgrade, and late checkout when available, but you'll get access to hundreds of discounts for theme parks, movies, shopping, dining, and more. Register online at americasbestvalueinn.com. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, it's time to wake up to more value. Only at America's Best Value Inn.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
I'm Doug Steffen, moving our agenda along to number 6, student loan rate legislation. Here's how Steve Kelly with Congressman Bill Huizenga of Michigan. They talk about what Congress is doing now that the student loan rates have doubled.
Today was the first day that we might see some sort of action after federally funded student loans have doubled. What's the latest, Congressman?
Well, let me slightly correct you. It was in May that the House acted and passed a bill. What we haven't seen is any action out of the Senate. And we wake up this morning to a couple of interesting editorials, one from the Wall Street Journal that just pretty much blasts the Senate for what they're doing and reminds them that we already have $34 billion in Pell Grants that go out, $100 billion in loan origination through the federal government. It's not just about loan rates. It's also about college costs that we have to talk about. I think even more damning, though, is the Washington Post. This isn't me. This is the Washington Post calling the Senate effort, and I know what Debbie Stabenow has been talking about, quote, pathetic non-solution. So, you know, when the Washington Post is saying what the Senate's ready to do is a pathetic non-solution, I think that there's a lot of consensus that they're ready to do nothing once again and just kick this can down the road another year, and it's time that we deal with this, which is exactly what the House did back in May.
The House bill would tie those rates to the market, which some in the Senate say creates uncertainty for people who take out those loans. Over in the Senate, they would expand the current rate for another year, which is also creates uncertainty because you don't know what happens after that 12 months. What are the odds that you folks over in the House and the folks in the Senate can come up with something that looks like a compromise?
We'll see. It has to be market-based, though, and what the Senate's not willing to do is have it be market-based, which is actually what the President Obama asked for, that exact same thing. So the House bill calculates both the subsidized and unsubsidized Stanford loans using a formula based on 10-year Treasury notes plus 2.5%. All right, so you're going at Treasury note rates plus 2.5%. That is a very fair market element to this. It does a number of other things that are in there, but we've got to make sure that these things are affordable.
Elliot Spitzer's Return to Politics in New York, number 7. host Susan Rose and John Zach talking to political analyst Kevin Hardwick about former New York Governor Spitzer planning to return to New York politics after that sex scandal, which drove him from office a few years ago.
We all remember Spitzer standing with his wife at his side in 2008, apologizing for being a client of a high-end prostitution agency. He resigned back then as governor. Did you ever think we'd see this day?
I absolutely did not. It's a shock. It's about as shocking as when I heard one afternoon that Spitzer was in the trouble he was in with the prostitution scandal. It's just amazing.
What is up with people, voters in particular, possibly in this case? I mean, do they forget what's happened, or are they in a? Is the candidate hoping that they're going to be in a forgiving mood?
Yeah, I think so. And there's some precedent for that, obviously. You know, the comeback of former North Carolina Governor Mark Sanford just recently, just this year. I'm sorry, South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford just recently it has to be heartening for Spitzer and for Anthony Weiner, of course, who's running for mayor of New York.
Yeah, I think maybe was Spitzer possibly watching these other two and saying, well, if they can do it, I can too?
Yeah, and he must be bored, you know, because New York City controller is not the most exciting position in the world. It's certainly not New York State controller, and it's a far cry from governor of New York, which was his last public office. You know, I think people who are looking at the race, again, it's brand new and just scanning the web and the like, people give him a good shot. Apparently there's a you know, weak field out there, so certainly Spitzer has name recognition.
Well, you know, Anthony...
accomplishments. I mean, as certainly as controller of New York State, he took on Wall Street. People gave him high marks for what he did there. You know, maybe they're willing to overlook the prostitution scandal and the disgrace.
Well, you know, Weiner at last check was really ahead in the polls in the race for mayor of New York City. Could that have been the motivating force behind Eliot Spitzer to say, you know, if he can do it, why not try?
It certainly could have been. I mean, who knows? I'm sure we'll hear a lot more in the coming days. But certainly it could have been. Like I say, it had to be heartening, the Sanford comeback. I think it's just God's gift to Saturday Night Live.
Number 8 item on the countdown, the NSA surveillance saga. Yep, still there. Here's Talk Host Preston Scott with correspondent Rich Johnson. They discuss Edward Snowden and his continuing quest for political asylum someplace, anyplace.
What's the latest with Edward Snowden? Do we know where he's going to sit down?
We still believe that he is at the airport in Moscow. A bit of a confusion yesterday. Our Venezuela has offered him asylum. There was a tweet from a lawmaker in Russia that said Snowden had officially accepted that offer, but then that tweet came down, and that is still a matter that is in flux. We assume eventually he might accept that offer, but then, of course, the logistical question remains, how does it get from Moscow to Caracas?
One of the things that strikes me as interesting here is that, you know, Snowden allegedly has all this information that is causing him to be looked upon as a traitor, guilty of espionage, or at least charged with it.
Yeah.
But yet, we were told that all that NSA was doing was gathering data. I mean, can you have it both ways if you're the government?
If Snowden ever brought to trial, that will be a very interesting question that a jury may have to wrestle with. It also depends on what other leaks come out. You notice we're talking more about the leaker and less about the leakage, to say that's a rather unfortunate word. Sorry about that. But you know what I mean? The information, had Snowden remained anonymous, we would be talking about the program more and debating that more than we have, rather than this reality show soap opera about a 29-year-old guy stuck in an airport.
I don't know, Rich, if you saw the article written by a guy who's from Germany that, after the president visited Germany, talked about how, you know, this snooping that was being done by his own government for a period of time before they pledged to stop doing it. He pointed out that the types of information that's in metadata,
What do we know specifically about what Snowden had access to? Not what he claims, but what we know he had access to. What was it?
I don't have a real satisfactory answer on that. We've seen little leaks here and there, and now we're hearing from a newspaper in Brazil that had access to one of the journalists that's been working with Snowden, is that the U.S. was not just doing a military and intelligence gathering, but they also focused on some business, some hardcore business stuff, especially in the energy field, gathering information on energy in Mexico, oil in Venezuela, also Colombia, Brazil, and elsewhere in South America. So I think the full range of stuff being collected that we've just begun to find out.
Up next, the Boston bombing suspect and Aaron Hernandez on the Talk Radio Review.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Doug Steffen, yes, we are moving our way toward number 10, and actually at number 9 on the countdown, two trials in Boston, the Whitey Bulger trial and the arraignment of the Boston bombing suspect. Here's Anderson Cooper talking to correspondent Deborah Farrick about the Whitey Bulger trial taking a break so the Boston bombing suspect could be arraigned.
What was it like inside the courtroom?
It was fascinating because this courtroom was completely packed, people sitting shoulder to shoulder. And within a couple of minutes before he walked into that courtroom, nobody said anything. It was completely silent. There were 30 victims and victims' family members who were sitting in the court. When Tsarnaev entered, he did not look at them. He immediately made eye contact with two women sitting in the Tsarnaev family row. Relatives, we believe they're his sisters. One of them was holding a child with her, a small child, an infant, actually. And when he saw them, he immediately smiled, and the two women began to sob. I mean, they were visibly distressed. And then during this court proceeding, Anderson, he was looking around. He was sort of, he kept touching his face. He was fidgeting. And it was almost as if he was ignoring what was going on. The judge was speaking to him. He didn't look at her. And then as the charges were read against him, he did stand up, and he said not guilty to each of those charges. And he said it, Anderson, in a Russian accent. And what's so interesting about it, that is that after court, I ran into a couple of his wrestling buddies from high school, and they said they were stunned. He never had a Russian accent when they knew him. And they came to court because they wanted to see if this was the same guy. And they just said, you know, it wasn't. Between the Russian accent and between the moving and the fidgeting, he just wasn't that sort of easygoing guy that they had known and who they'd been on a team with together.
Number 10 item on the countdown is the Aaron Hernandez case from the Young Turks. Cenk Ugar and Anna Kasparian, talking about Hernandez's life seems to have been full of crime and violence.
Aaron Hernandez has been arrested because he is a suspect in the case of a 27-year-old that was shot to death. His name is Odin Lloyd. And now more information is coming out against Aaron Hernandez, who was in the NFL, who signed a major contract and seemed to have, you know, the world just at his fingertips, but everything kind of fell apart. So now we're finding out about his past. His defense attorney had argued that he did not have a violent past, he didn't have a criminal record, so there's no reason to believe that he had shot Lloyd. But in reality, he actually had a few run-ins with the cops, and I wanted to give you a list of those run-ins. So I'm going to start off with the most recent, of course, in June of 2013, in Odin Lloyd's murder. May of 2013, he had an altercation outside of a nightclub in Rhode Island. So he got into an argument, a big fight.
Yep.
In February of 2013, Alexander Bradley was shot in the eye. He literally shot someone in the eye.
Yeah.
And that person actually filed a civil lawsuit against Hernandez a week before he was arrested for Lloyd's murder. On July of 2012, there were domestic violence allegations. He was actually in L.A. with his fiance. A neighbor heard them fighting and was alarmed by it. They called the cops. However, the cops, she refused to really talk to the cops, and she did not want to file charges against him.
Yep. I mean, this list goes on and on. We're not even done yet.
Yeah. July of 2012, there was an open investigation in a Boston murder, a double murder. Now authorities are saying that they could possibly link him to that murder.
They were saying that Odin Lloyd might have been a witness, and that's why he was killed.
Right.
Because he was a witness to that double murder. We don't know that yet, obviously, but this is a lot of charges.
In March of 2007, he was involved in a bar fight that Tim Tebow actually tried to break up, but he was unable to do so. He was kicked out of the bar as a result of that. And then in September of 2007, there was a car shooting and attempted murder that authorities believe that he was involved in.
All right. So now, look, these are not formal charges. So then his defense attorney can say, look, he's got a clean record.
Mm-hmm.
But in any one thing, like, oh, he got in a bar fight when he was a student at the University of Florida, no big deal, right? But when you take it in its totality, and by the way, it's a lot of the similar fact pattern. Down in Florida, when he's a student, he shoots two guys in a car, right? Point blank. They miraculously survive. He shoots another guy in the eye. He shoots another two, allegedly. Another double murder, right? And then Odin Lloyd, another one in the head. And then you've got all the evidence. I mean, the car keys from the rental car in Rhode Island. You know, you've got the same kind of bullets and guns at his house.
The body was found a mile away from where he lives.
But what I really got out of that list was, this is what happens when you let people get away with stuff.
Absolutely.
Right? And he got the lesson, look, I shot two dudes down in Florida, if it's all true, right? I shot two dudes down in Florida, and I was a football star, I got away with it, right? Mm-hmm. And then I shot another two dudes, I got away with that. I get in a bar fight, I get away with that. Everything I do, I get away with. So he thinks I shoot Odin Lloyd in the head. Of course I'm going to get away with it. I've gotten away with it for 6 years now.
Recapping all of this, the Aaron Hernandez case in Boston, number 10. Whitey Bulger, Boston bombing suspect in Boston, number 9. NSA surveillance saga, number 8. Number 7 is Elliot Spitzer's return to politics. Student loan rate legislation, number 6. Obamacare, number 5. Egypt, number 4. The Asiana Airlines crash, number 3. The George Zimmerman trial, number 2. And immigration reform. That's this week's number 1 item as we review what's going on in the News Talk Radio world here on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.